Hello and welcome to this week's Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. My guest in this edition of the programme is Dermot Doherty of Restex, a family-run business that is based at the Pine Hill Business Park at the mountaintop in Letterkenny. Founded over 50 years ago by Terence Doherty, Restex Beds and Furniture is now operated by Terence's son Dermot and is well known for its quality mattresses. Indeed, their luxury mattresses can not only be found in homes throughout the Northwest, but also in many top hotels across Donegal and beyond. And they also have a range of top quality bedroom furniture, sofas, chairs, lighting and pictures. Well, sleep is so, so important. And when it comes to the world of mattresses, Dermot knows all about it, having been involved in the business from a young age. To find out more about it, how it all began, designing and manufacturing mattresses, and the journey to date, I went round to the showroom to speak with Dermot, and I began by asking him about where he's from, his childhood, and how he got involved in the family business.
Yeah, I was at school in Buncrana. I was born in Derry. I lived there for 4 years. My mother was a nurse in Altna Galvin. My father was making beds at that time. Then we moved from Derry to Fawn, way up in the hills in Rooskey. Great childhood. Then when I was 8, we moved to Buncrana. So I always went to school in Buncrana. Hated school, but always wanted to be just in beds. That's, you know, in the business. Because when I was about 8, we would, on the summer holidays, I'd go on the lorry with my father. We wholesaled beds at that time, so we'd been all around the country. So you'd be going, I'd be going with him. Say you're going to Castlebar, so you'd be coming back. And I remember nights we'd be stopping maybe 8 or 9 o'clock. No mobile phones then. You'd be ringing saying, oh, we'll be home in an hour, and then you get home, dinner and stuff. So it was great. It was great crack. It was really good.
So that was wholesale at that time, bringing the beds in, yeah. So we'll move on then a few years. So when did the manufacturing side of things start?
Oh, the manufacturing was always up and running. Well, my grandfather Paddy Doherty, he was manufacturing beds in the 50s, but he made them by hand. So he would make maybe three and a half mattresses per day. But it was all done by hand. It's not like no machines. You know, there was machines, but basic compared to what they have now. So that's where it all started. So my father and my uncle Joe, they would have been in that business. My uncle would have been into the headboards and stuff at that time. He'd made headboards, these deep button headboards and stuff. Then my father, he was always under the beds. And that's how I sort of had a love for it. That's not saying that that's all you would love, but it was the main thing in my life back then. I hated school. I'm not saying I loved school at certain things, but I wasn't one for books or anything, you know. So I still don't like books.
So then secondary school comes and then you leave school. So was it straight into the bed business?
Oh, yes, straight on the beds. And at the end, like my grandfather, he showed me how to make beds by hand and stuff, and I watched him doing that there. And then my father and especially Paul McCarron worked with us. He was a cousin of ours, absolutely fantastic person. He was like part of the machine. He'd just seen the mattresses getting made. It was just unreal. You know, people wouldn't understand because they just think, oh, a mattress is for something to lie on, which it is. But to see it being made, that's fantastic, especially when somebody really good like that doing it. You know, it's just fast.
It's like so many things. There's so much more than meets the eye. As you say, people, a mattress, and well, people will know there's good mattresses and bad mattresses, but the actual manufacturing side of it, Well, maybe just tell us what goes into making a mattress.
Well, first of all, you have to have the proper springs. You can buy, you get cheap springs. We don't use none of that. Everything's really good quality. There's different gauges of springs to give you different firmness levels, but they have to, you have to straighten them all out on a bench. Everything has to be dead straight, not rolled up. So that's where I have my wee, I don't like these roll-up mattresses. Not that we do sell some of them. It's just for convenience. For some people want to be able to take them away in a car, so we do that. But traditional mattresses, they're all hand-built or hand-straightened. Everything's done on a bench. You put on your fullings, layer your fullings. They have to be bonded. Takes time. It takes skill. So there's lots of skills. I've seen lots of people try to make them. They'd come on to maybe work with us. It's not just easy.
And has it changed much, the actual manufacturing process, over the years?
Oh God, well, with the machinery, no, it's just changed completely. Like, I remember whenever way back in the Celtic Tiger, like, we've been doing somewhere between, you could have been doing like single mattresses, maybe 14 an hour. Whereas back in the day, it'd been maybe three a day. So that's massive. The machinery has definitely developed things and pushed things along. Also, the fullings that's used in mattresses now are fantastic compared to years ago when you had the horsehair and coconut fibres and flock. All that stuff compacted down. And then what people think, turn the mattress and that stops it going down. That doesn't stop it going down. If you lie on a thing, it can't go up. Can't possibly go up. So what you were doing by turning the mattress is distributing the wear. So, but these older fullings, like all that stuff, that doesn't ever last. So this is where you get viscoelastics and stuff, that there lasts far longer. And latexes and the springs nowadays are way ahead of what they were years ago, like pocket springs and... We still use open coil springs, but very rarely.
In terms of mattresses, how many springs should there be in a good mattress? What makes a good mattress? Some people have a preference for a hard mattress. You hear about soft, orthopedic. So give us a little bit of your knowledge on it all.
People say about 3,000 springs, 4,000 up to 5,000 springs. If you have a 1,000 sprung mattress and it's a 12.5 gauge spring, that's perfect. That's perfectly fine because it's really strong. So what happens is when I design a mattress, we get more springs on, but we get the softer gauge. So the number of this gauge goes up. So say 14.5 gauge, 15.5 gauge would be a lot softer than a 12.5 gauge spring. So, but when you put a lot of them there, It's giving you that, you're still getting the support, but it's softer. But you know, it's like 100 ways to make a different mattress. You know, there's loads of different types. So you got stuff from 1,000 springs up to 5,200 springs here in our shop. We did have ones that we brought in. They were 10,000 springs, but they were crazy money, and very good and all, but it's too expensive. They came over from England. They were all, you know, cashmere and lamb's wool and stuff. Lovely, but still and all, not as comfortable as what you can get with the viscoelastics and latex and stuff.
I'm speaking with Dermot Doherty here in Restex in the Mountaintop in Letterkenny. This is the home of Restex. If we go back to the formation of the Restex company and how it all began and where it all began.
Well, Restex started 50 years ago. It was my father, Terence, and my mother, Rosemary. So they were only young, they were 25, 26. They were saying, what do we call this bed business? So this is right, something begin with R that's to do with beds. So my mother's Rosemary, so something begin with R. So they got rest, and then something begin with T that's to do with beds or bedding. So they got the textiles. Like, so that's where the rest text came from. So that was 50 years ago now. So and the two of them still doing well. This would have been in Fawn and Bridgend, and that was Bridgend mainly. So we manufactured there. There was a opposite the 19th bar. There was a betting office, so we had the unit behind that, and that's where we had the machines. It was a big, long, narrow unit. It wasn't ideal for manufacturing, but it was fine back in the day. Then we moved to Letterkenny up to the mountaintop here in 1987. That's when we stopped wholesaling beds. We just started doing retail, completely retail. So that was a big change for us, because we weren't used to dealing with the general public and stuff, but it's been fantastic.
And the manufacturing, you mentioned there, Bridgend, how many people would have been involved in those days?
Back then, there was about five or six, just, you know, about five or six. I remember my uncle Brendan, he was one of them. And I used to, when I was young, maybe about 8 years of age, on summer holidays, you'd be out doing the deliveries, but then other times you'd get in timber ready for, he was making divans and stuff, so we'd be getting bits and pieces. I'd been getting bits and pieces ready for him. He was just working away nailing stuff and gluing stuff. So that's where I learned how to do the divans, I would imagine.
So bring us along the timeline. Your first premises in Letterkenny that was open to the public.
That was 1987. So Duffy Freight was in this unit, and we came up and met George Bowl. I was 15, and we came up and met George Bowl, and Gavin Bowl was here. So Gavin's a lifelong friend of mine now. So Duffy's was moving out of here, and we moved in, and so we set up a wee shop at the front. It was about 1,600 square foot at the front of the unit, and the rest we were doing all the manufacturing behind. So that's where we, back then there was, well, there was about six of us then. So it's all, it's, six seems to be the number.
And the manufacturing, was it a mixture of things, or was it all mattresses, or what were you actually doing?
Oh, it was all mattresses, divans, headboards. That's what we make. It's still the same. Like, I don't make any other things. I don't do mattress toppers. You have a good mattress, you don't need a mattress topper. That's for sure. No, it's just the manufacturing of the mattresses, the divans. So the divans we make, like, times people buying a new mattress and they've had a divan we made maybe 40 years ago. So, and it's perfectly fine. As long as it's level, if you ever have a base and it's dipped, a brand new mattress is going to follow that dip immediately. So you need a firm foundation, same as anything.
Beds, you've your single beds, you've your double, you've queen, king size. Has that changed much over the years?
Yes. Years ago, a lot of people have been buying 4 foots. We still sell a lot of 4 foots, but people's main bed was always a double. And then sometimes you'd sell a king size, which was 5 foot wide. A double's 4'6". So, but now most of the beds we sell is 5 foot, and we sell a lot of super king, which is 6 foot wide. They're cold in the winter. You're very far away.
What about children's beds and bunks and things like that?
Well, bunks, I'm not a big fan of bunks. They're actually dangerous, I think. It was young children getting out to go to the toilet in the middle of the night, and they slip and bang their chin off the ladder and stuff like that. So I never push bunks. But what I would say is that when a child, like from an infant onwards, needs a good bed, that's when their bones are developing, or they're developing. So there's no sense putting a child onto a cheap mattress, and then the poor wee critter, them, they get to 30, they're way on, they buy a big expensive mattress because their back's wrecked. If they had a good bed their whole life, that there is again a good foundation. And you need a good bed to operate, for anything you want to do in life. If you don't sleep well, you can't operate right.
Advertising and slogans. You've had some good slogans over the years that people associate with the business.
But the one we have now at the minute, Derek Redden, Derek's Dr. Flynn from Mrs. Brown's Boys, he works here. He came up with the one, "Leave the rest to us." I love that one. I really like that one. So we even have it on our invoices and our business cards and stuff. So Derek's a great mind on him.
And those things, you know, if they stick in a person's head, it's so important.
I will rest on a. That's what you want to rest on a bed, and you want to leave all the problems to us. And like when we deliver, we take all our rubbish with us. We set the stuff up free. We don't leave people in a hole handling. Like, you imagine leaving, just drop a big 6-foot mattress on the door to them, and then let them take them up the stairs. That can't happen, you know.
We hear a lot about sustainability, and obviously people have old mattresses. Yeah. Some of them go to the recycling centres. Years ago, some of them were just dumped, and that was the end. So big changes there.
Well, we take them down to the Letterkenny Skip here, and they strip the springs out. So it's all recycled. The Fullens goes one way, the springs go another way. So they go and get recycled. It's not used for landfill. Mm. So that's important to us. We have a lot of packaging when stuff comes on this. That all goes down to get recycled as well. So it's not like the old days, we could just burn stuff, you know, which is... that's the way people done it back then. Nobody thought about it, but now everything's different now.
So we're here in the premises at the mountain top, and we're just walking around. So tell us a little bit about the showroom and basically what you have at the moment.
Well, we've got our Donegal range, which starts off with the Teelan. That's got 2,500 pocket springs. It's got viscoelastic foam. You don't turn that mattress. You don't need to turn it. You would rotate it. Then you've got the Kennego. That's got 3,500 springs, the same, no turn. Fantastic mattress. Now, they're getting a bit softer because they're getting more fallen as we go up. Then the Mulroy, that would have 4,500 springs, and that there's that'd be a very popular mattress for, you know, king size and stuff.
And just you know, when we're looking at the names, yeah, they're named after things in Donegal. So
it's all Donegal. It's a Donegal company. We're proud to be from Donegal. So why not call them Donegal names? Then we've got the Glenveagh. This is a big super king here. This is our flagship model. This is 5,000 pocket springs. It would be medium firm comfort level. So really, anybody could lie in this bed and be comfortable. You know, if you're 30 stone or if you're 3 stone, that ticks all the boxes.
Lots of different types of beds. A lot of thought goes into the design of them, obviously.
Oh, well, the design, that's what I love about it. The, you know, deciding which gauge of spring, what density of fullens goes on. Like, we've got this here Dunlow mattress. That's fairly firm, but it's compared to the rest of them, some people want to turn a mattress. This is one of the top range mattresses that you can turn. It's got this fullen on the top and the same fullen on the bottom. Usually that's reserved for cheaper models because manufacturers don't want to put the expensive stuff top and bottom, but that there one does, as with class mattress.
So from a sales point of view, and people are coming in and looking around, obviously when you have it set out with the furniture beside it and the lighting, and you've got pictures, it gives people an idea of what it could be like in their own home.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's just to give people an idea. And I suppose this could be, it's like everything, you could have it better, but sure, the shop is what it is. It's not massive, but we do specialise in beds, so you're going to find the perfect mattress for yourself in Restex, that's no doubt. So we've got all different comfort levels, all different price levels. There's cheaper mattresses, there's roll-up mattresses, then you've got your top-end stuff.
And then tell me, in terms of storage, a lot of beds, maybe older beds, you just put the slippers underneath. Well, and nowadays we've got drawers coming out.
The problem with, say, a frame, and you stick a load of shoes under it or stuff, dust goes on. And it just gets destroyed. Where you've got the full ottomans, where you just lift up the whole mattress and the top of the divan, you've got like basically two big boxes underneath, and no dust goes on there. So
we're looking at now starting to manufacture the Ottoman divans ourselves, because we bring them in at the minute, but we will be manufacturing them, so that'll bring the price down for customers.
So these are ones that at the bottom of the bed, you can just lift them up and then you have all this great storage underneath. So
yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
Well, you see, on the storage divans, you have gas struts, so that holds the thing up. Frames, when you buy a frame with storage, there'll be two gas struts mostly on them, whereas on the storage divan there's four gas struts, so it's twice as strong, so they're not going to drop down on you, so makes it much stronger, especially when you've got two pieces underneath. It's far stronger.
And then I suppose for kids as well, single bed in a kid's room, great to have that storage underneath.
Yeah, well, they can use the storage. Now, the storage, you're not going to be lifting that up and down every day. It's something you might, you know, maybe use to put all your winter stuff on when it comes to summertime or vice versa. So it's not a thing that you're going to be lifting up and down every day. Then we've got one then that's electric. You know, so you just press a button, that goes up for somebody that doesn't want to have to lift.
Now tell me a little bit about headboards, because even here, a great variety, some of them very high. I suppose there's a fashion trend, some things come in and out of popularity.
Well that there headboard there we're looking at there is 6 foot high, but we do them up to 8 foot high. You know, certain some people want it right up to the ceiling, so we can do that there. So it's bespoke designs for them. There's lots of different colours, you know, there's 20, 30 colours there that they can pick from and different styles. So, yeah. It's nice nowadays with people on the phone and sitting reading or whatever, they're lying against the headboard, the nice padded headboard, instead of it's sitting against the gate. These metal headboards, nobody sells them now.
Now, pillows. You obviously have a big range of pillows.
Yeah.
They are important as well.
Oh, absolutely. Dunlop pillow, I find the best, because they've got a low profile one, which is lower. So that suits most, you know, women with narrow shoulders. And then if like a man, maybe broader shoulders, there's a high profile one. That's all to do with, say, if you're lying on your side, it's keeping the spine straight, or even if you're lying on your back. And the latex, the natural latex that's used in the following on them, it's ideal. If you've memory foam works a lot to temperature. So if the room was cold, the pillow's going to be hard. Where if it's very warm, the pillow's going to be too soft. So it's not consistent at all, where natural latex is.
And the filling inside pillows?
We sell Laura Ashley duck feather and down pillows. We sell Dorma. But honestly, my preference is the Dunlop pillow. But then say anybody like an asthmatic, if they use duck feathers or stuff like that there, it could trigger asthma attacks. So I would stay away from them.
You have quite an extensive range of lighting as well, the bed, table lamps beside them, and I presume they're a big seller.
Well, this was Derek Redden's bright idea. He says we need to do it up like people's bedrooms, as you said. So that's why we went with that there. Mattresses is our main thing, but it gives a nice effect and it helps the showroom.
And likewise, pictures, and certainly some of them very distinctive. Some there's a kind of a 3D element them.
There's just a mixture of all different stuff. You know, it's just to brighten the place up. People chat about mattresses, you know, buying mattresses online. I don't agree with that at all, because you don't know what you're getting until it comes to the house, and then you've made the wrong decision. I know they said send it back, but no, get the right thing the first time.
So over the years, no doubt, you've built up a big, big customer base. So people are coming from near and far.
We have a lot of repeat customers. It's like every day you've got somebody. I bought a bed 20 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, whatever. Or people, you know, even families, like the younger people now coming on. Oh, well, my parents bought beds here. My grandparents bought beds here. So you build up customer loyalty, that's for sure, over 50 years. We've all sorts of people coming on. People come on and
you think the salaries, we'll think about that there, and they might go, and it could be 2 months, 3 months, and then next thing they add on, oh, do you remember it was on? Oh, that's right. One thing I do say to men in particular, come on, I'm looking to buy a bed, and you have to tell them, don't, if you value your life at all, don't be picking a bed for you and your wife. Have her here with you. You know, but some people are they're daft. You need the two people, really. Mm-hmm. But no, some men will come on, I'll only pick that there mattress. No, don't do that there. Bring the wife with you.
And then would you advise people if they're coming in, you know, I take it some people will come in and they mightn't even have the measurements of a room, and you know, things have to be in proportion.
Yeah, but what I do is write down measurements for them on a card. They can always call the shop then and say that's okay, we'll go ahead with that. There's no problem. That's not a bother. Now, generally, people come here, they're looking for a good mattress, and they know it's not the cheap stuff. We try and quality. We really, really want to be selling good quality stuff, because I want a thing going out, I don't want it coming back.
And then I suppose the bonus side of things as well for you is they might come in looking for a mattress, and then they see the light and they see the picture, and it can all just add together.
Well, that happens. Yeah, yeah. There's people was on there last week, and they buy a picture and they end up buying a sofa as well, so that's just funny. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. That's the nice thing about it.
And then from a sales point of view, so you're assessing the customers when they come in, you know, the bit of banter, you need to get a little feel for sort of what they're, where they're at and sort of what they're looking for.
Well, I would say 90% of the time when I see somebody coming in, I know what mattress they're going to buy before they buy it, because I'll look at the weight. It's all down to weight, the customer's weight. So if some big man comes on there and he's maybe 22 stone, there's no point him buying a wee cheap mattress that's not going to support him. Like, I'll know what mattress is going to support him, but then you get a big man coming on and then this wee skinny woman beside him, that's where it gets more difficult, because they're going to have to go something really good that's going to give him support, but not going to be too hard for this wee light wife beside him. So that's where it gets a wee bit difficult, but we've got loads of stuff there that'll suit everybody.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. I'm speaking with Dermot Doherty of Restex, which this year celebrated its 50th anniversary. Well, we're here in Letterkenny at their showroom, but I've also been asking him about other premises and also how in the downturn after the Celtic Tiger, the business came to a halt before being reborn some years later.
As well as the premises here, you have moved about a little bit over the years.
Well, we had Buncrana. We were in Buncrana for a lot of years. And then in the downturn, everything went. Like, the whole business stopped. So we were out of business for almost 4 years. So that was tough. But
when you say out of business, just what?
Completely gone. Mm-hmm. Completely gone. So a good friend of mine, I was speaking to him one night at a Valentine's ball, and he was saying, are you not back in business? And I said, I'm going to get back on. So he says, I have a place in Buncrana I'm going to rent, and I'm thinking of getting out of business, so you should take it. So I did, and I went, that's how I got back. And that was in 2016. We were out in 2012, we went out, but there's lots of bedding businesses stopped back then, and lots of every type of business. It was a tough time for everybody.
So during the Celtic Tiger, there was the housing boom, and you must have been flat out, and there was a lot of money moving about.
It was crazy. We didn't go on to... We bought our factories in Lisfannan and Buncrana, and we bought the factories and didn't get on the housing. Thought, stick to the business. But sure, the four factories was like having eight houses. It was terrible, you know. And you couldn't, when you own the thing,
if you're renting, you go, this is right, I'm going to downsize. But it was too big. It was like trying to pull a handbrake up in the Titanic. You know, it was just impossible. And like, we had 33 staff back then. So it was a big monster. And as a friend of mine says, a big fairy will burn you and a wee one will warm you.
And sort of what sort of capacity in terms of manufacturing mattresses would you have had at the peak?
At the peak, well, we'd have been able to do, well, we were always doing about 120 a week, which around Donegal is plenty. I think it's a lot. That was every week, you know, and it was all good quality stuff.
Fast forward to the present day, we have a housing crisis, but I suppose the plus side for somebody like yourself in business, there is going to be a lot of houses built in Donegal in the next 10, 20 years. So a lot of homes will need new beds.
Unfortunately, I'd say every third customer, every third, fourth customer comes on has had mica or is going through that. And it is depressing because you see these poor people coming on and they... I don't have mica, my sister had it, so I know all about it. I'm friends with mica. It's the way they're being treated and the hoops that they jump through to get anything, it's disgusting.
What about competition locally and nationally? You mentioned online. At the end of the day, people come back because they may have been here before. That personal service, looking after your customers is so important.
Well, the online thing, lots of people buy, you know, this certain roll-up mattress. It's one of the best things ever because they buy it and then the next thing they're up, oh, I need a proper mattress. So, no, it's all good. As far as competition locally, everybody has the love. Everybody deserves to get a wee turn. So if you get a big cake all yourself, it's no good. Everybody gets a wee piece, it's great.
Keeps everyone on their toes as well and bit of competition.
Oh, God, eh?
Now, what about the furniture here in the showroom? Where do you get most of that from?
Most of our stuff, anyways, like 90% of our stuff is Irish made, but all our furniture, there's stuff there made in Monaghan, there's stuff made down in Wexford. So that stuff in Wexford's fantastic. We sell that all the time. They're here every 2 weeks, so there's no big hold-up. The mattresses are all Irish made, apart from there's a roll-up mattress there, which is actually a good wee mattress. I wouldn't take it on unless I liked it myself, so I'm happy with that.
And in terms of staff, I mean, how many people are employed in Restex at the moment?
I have great staff. I've got 6 or 7 at the moment. Brilliant staff. That's the key to any business, is having good staff. People, like, I'm 53, I'm probably one of the youngest here, but they're all brilliant. Oh, great.
We mentioned earlier design. Are you constantly looking at new products that are coming down the track?
Well, I'm thinking about mattresses. Like, actually, there's AA mattresses that will be coming, and not for me, maybe, but they adjust the firmness and all this here. Everything's getting crazy.
So we have the showroom here, and then at the back of the showroom, there's an area for some of the manufacturing, and also you have another unit.
Yeah, well, out the back here, just behind the showroom, that's where I do all the cutting and sewing of covers and stuff. Then over next door, we have another unit. That's where we manufacture the divans and the headboards. You know, the timber work goes on. So it's always busy. It's always something to do. And then if I'm in the shop a day, and say like Saturdays, love Saturdays because I come up and then foot it away, cut covers, sew, and then if somebody comes on the shop, you go out, talk to them for a while, the day flies.
And the timber that's used in the frames, do you always use the same sort of wood?
Oh, it's all 3 by inch. It's dry, it's kiln dried. No, it's consistent again. It's consistent.
Now, as a business, like so many other people, you've had to contend with rising energy costs and heat and light and all that. The raw materials for mattresses, have they gone up much?
Raw materials for mattresses took a big jump over the COVID period because There's aviation fuel. There's a byproduct of aviation fuel that is used in the manufacturing of foam. So there was a shortage of that. So the price of foams went rocketed. Foam's the most expensive part of a mattress. You know, it doesn't matter what type of foam it is. You've got all sorts of different foams, but the price of that's got really expensive.
When people come in, colour is very important, so you have the palettes of colours, be it the headboard, or it could be accompanying furniture or anything. So there again, it's a case of your staff can give people advice and maybe show them something that they hadn't even thought of when they came in.
Oh, yeah, like we have lots of different colours of fabrics here. The stuff that's, you know, greys is starting to go out. I noticed that greys is starting to go out a bit, but we still sell a lot of grey. But beiges and neutral colours has got back on. But then the other thing is people, if they have a certain fabric that they want, that they've seen somewhere, they can bring the fabric to us. We can use that fabric, so there's no problem. Nobody's stuck. We can do whatever you want. You can make the headboard any height, any width, you know. So, and the divans as well, for people with say mobility issues, they can, you know, if they say to us we want the bed a certain height, somebody while tall, we can make that bed 2-3 inches higher, you know, so, or lower, depending on the person.
And likewise, because we're looking at suites of furniture here and even the bedside lockers, the colour, people will come in with their own ideas. And there's quite a lot of flexibility there.
Oh, it's sort of, most of our stuff, you can buy, if you don't want two lockers, you don't have to buy two lockers. You don't have to buy a full suite. You can buy a chair. You can buy a 3-seater, 2-seater. You know, lots of, it's flexible, yes.
Plans for the future? What's the next 50 years hold?
50, I'll not be here, that's for sure. I just want to stay in Restex. That's my plans. I've a son, and he's in Australia. He's coming back, so I think he wants to maybe come into the business. So we'll see.
What about trade shows and just getting new ideas for things?
I go to trade shows, yes. I don't display at trade shows. Do you know what? You probably learn more about trends from people coming into the shop, because people come and say, oh, I want this colour, I want that colour. Whereas you're depending on a manufacturer way somewhere else, and they might not have a clue what people in Donegal want.
Have you had any really weird requests, people coming in for anything really unusual?
I sent an 8-foot by 8-foot mattress to Malaysia. This was years ago. Now, I don't know what they wanted with an 8-foot by 8-foot mattress, but that was the biggest one-piece mattress I ever made.
Well, the fact you answered so quickly, it certainly registered.
it was a standout moment for sure.
Tell me just the whole business climate. How do you see things here in Donegal at the moment?
Unfortunately, I'd say that things is going to tighten up a bit, but unfortunately in Donegal with the mica, it's going to keep everybody sort of on their toes, builders, electricians, plumbers, everybody from, and I suppose the last people that get called are people selling beds or furniture, but that might help Donegal.
There'll be a lot of employment.
A lot of employment, yeah. Hopefully. But at the same time, I'd rather there was no mica compared to having employment.
Would you like to expand and have other showrooms, or is it good to be where you are now?
I've been there, done that. Yeah. I just consolidate what I have and have a happy life.
And away from the day-to-day of the working, how do you unwind? What's the pastimes?
Are going to love our beds. No, it's, you go out for a meal, you go out for a few drinks, you can wind down, watch TV, I play snooker, sometimes not enough, because every year, this last few years, we do a competition in Bunkrana. I get put out the first round every year now, so as from our first time we met, I was racing carts and so I've done motorsport all my life. Love that there. Yeah. But that's expensive. That's an expensive way to lose money.
Over the years, you've seen the highs and lows and the economic cycles, and sometimes business is booming and then you have tough times to go through. It's always a learning curve.
Every day is a learning curve, and the day you don't learn something, be sad. It'd be a sad day. Every day I learn something, and I love that. And I'm open minded. I love to hear people, the crack with people that come into the shops. Different people. Everybody has a story. That's brilliant.
And when you look back, you know, at times you maybe have to borrow money. You're thinking of investing in your showroom or expanding. Those decisions, you know, you've no guarantee things are always going to come off. So that's where you have to have an element of risk in things. So the entrepreneurs out there who are in business themselves, you just don't know for sure what way it's going to go.
No, you don't know for sure what way it's going to go. But what I'd always say to people is you have to take a chance. You have to, because we're only here a short time. You're running about worrying about stuff. I know, surely to God, you have to think about things, you have to be careful. But if you're going to make a mistake, make it fast, because the quicker you make a mistake, the quicker you can fix it.
Well, Dermot, we wish you all the success, and as you go forward, 50 years, it's quite a journey.
Yeah, it's been a great journey so far. So hopefully, crossing another 50 years, we'll do another interview.
Well, my thanks to Dermot Doherty of Restex, my guest on this week's edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. You can contact the programme by email at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, may I wish you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Bye for now.